Good morning.
It's 9:52 a.m. January 3rd, 19. I'm so focused on getting the 18 right that I missed the first two digits. 2018. January 3rd, 2018, 9:52 a.m. Wednesday. I'm out for the first time in, I don't know how long I've been missing my walk in the morning. Try not to push too much this morning just because it's going to take me a while to get my hips back into shape. I should have been using my treadmill. I was not using my treadmill. I need to be a little more aware. Actually, what I need to do is start using it in the evening. Every day. So, hi, Happy New Year. I hope you had a good Christmas. I think I actually had one after Christmas. I think I had one podcast after Christmas. Anyway, so I'm out, I'm walking. It's the official temperature is like low double digits. It's 10 or 12 or 15 maybe. Well, it was 8 when I got up, but outside my back door it was 28. Which is certainly warm enough for me to be out and walking. There's no snow. Well, there's snow. There's snow around, but there's not a lot. A couple of places where the landowners have not taken care of their sidewalk that I've come across so far. Probably will find some more. It has been cold. Bitterly, bitterly cold. Car's got his battery replaced. Things are all good again with that. I got about 3 weeks before I go down to Colorado Springs to co-sign. Tucking the elder progeny with me. We should have fun. So the book. I'm over 97,000 words at the moment. I think the ending is in sight. I think the ending is near. This is only first draft. Don't get excited. I have to go through and strip out all the dead text. I've got to reuse some of it, which is why I didn't delete it. I just pushed it to the bottom of the file. But there's some interesting stuff there to use. The sun is bright. The sun is up. I'm out. I'm walking in the sunlight. I took my gloves off. I pushed my hood back. I'm still sweating a little bit inside. The jacket. I dressed up for 10 degrees, I think. So, having sunshine and warm air is nice. So yeah, the new year. I haven't updated my blogs yet. I gotta do that. I should do that today. I need to finish this book. I need to get some quality flow going with this title. Get it done so I can start the next one. Get that done so I can start the next one. Get that done so I can start the next one. I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty upbeat. New year. All of the difficulties of last year are now gone. I can open with a fresh page. I open with a fresh page every day. This is one of the things that I think about, talk about a lot. It's like NaNoWriMo. Every month is Nathan's writing, novel writing month. It's just most months I don't win. I need to win more months. I need to get more titles done in 12 months than one. I think I only published one book last year. And while that's great, the diabetes and the subsequent disruption. Speaking of disruption, that dog was pretty disruptive. And the subsequent disruption of my mental state. That took a lot out of the year. I'm working on the writing ritual. I'm working on the... It's time for me to go right now. And I go into the office, the other room. I have my laptop set up with no internet connection. All I do is write. That's pretty much all I can do there. But a ritual to put my brain in the right place, to put my head into the intent. So for fun, I'm learning how to make homemade pizza. I asked for a pizza steel. It's like a pizza stone, except it's a block of steel. And it goes in the oven. And I made one batch of pizzas the other night, and they came, everybody was happy with them, and I wasn't. Now I keep getting asked, we're going to make pizza? Going to have pizza tonight? We're going to do pizza tonight? It's like, okay, sure. I have to go home and make some pizza dough. I have to go home, make second breakfast. I have to get back to eating 6 small meals a day because I'm porking up. Part of it is I'm not getting the exercise I need. I'm not doing my push-ups because I've pulled my shoulder muscle. I've got something wrong with my stomach muscles. I'm going to have to go see the doctor, I think. So, you know, I can lift a few weights, but I can't do very much. My right shoulder, there's a strapping muscle that runs into my shoulder from my chest. And man, is that sore. I could feel it just sitting here. I don't know what the problem is. Actually, it's a little better today. So for fun, I'm learning how to make pizza, and I'm not playing Minecraft anymore. I've gotten off of Minecraft. Age of Engineering was... I got to the 10th age, and it's like, really? I've got to start over with another hole. And the server had gotten overloaded. I had too many people playing, I guess, and... The butterflies. Every couple of days or so, the system administrator had to go through and purge all the butterflies. Because they were... trees that were chunk-loaded. And the trees with bees. And the bees and the trees spawned butterflies. And the butterflies just kept spawning. and spawning, So yeah, that was, it was interesting. I never did get to advanced rocketry, which was actually a lot of fun. I didn't get to Draconian. Oh, say it with me. One post. I didn't get to the final five ages. I was like, I don't care anymore. So the group has shifted over to play Ark Survival. Jesus. I played a little bit on single player just to get the flavor for it. It's like, oh, this is either really cool or a massive mess. I had a little raft that I was sailing around. I died like 500 times in the course of a day. Every time I turned around, something ate me. Or I fell off a cliff. I fell off like three cliffs. Died to piranhas about four times. Saber-toothed salmon got me twice. Triceratops a few times. Raptors just ate me alive, literally. So yeah, that was a challenge. But I learned some of the mechanics. I learned how to grow crops, how to irrigate. And then I shifted over to the server. The server is just ridiculous. It's ridiculously easy. It's you get the foraging, you know, the mining and the rock collection and the wood, the stone, all that stuff. It just fill up in a matter of seconds. Where a tree on survival was like 4, 5, 6 pieces of wood, 7 pieces of wood. These are 25 pieces of wood. So it's kind of fun. It is a lot more fun than it is work. I was about ready to quit the single player. I just about get a dinosaur trained up, tamed and trained, and then something bigger would come along and eat it. The straw that broke the camel's back was I had a middle grade Tyrannosaurus, and I found him, knocked him out, and got him tamed, put a saddle on him, and rode him onto my barge, onto my float, so that I could take him back to my camp. And so I go around a point, and one of the big crocodile things comes out of the water, grabs the Triceratops, drags him off the raft, kills him, eats him, all before I could do anything. Luckily, he swam away and didn't bother me after that. I managed to recover the saddle, but that was like, are you kidding me? And that was when I decided I would go ahead and load the mods, play the game with the crew. So they immediately set me up. They gave me my own house boat. So one of the guys had built me a boat with a house on it. It's a nice house too. And there's only a couple of things that I really need to have. One is a place to have to store my dinosaurs. I have a couple of tamed dodo birds. I need to get some more But the server is really funny because if you inadvertently hit something with your hand, you die. It's like, really? I punched a dodo bird and died. And I'm like, what the hell is up with that? Turns out, well, yeah, the hands are basically paper. If you damage your hands, you die. Okay. So trying to figure out how to capture a dodo bird now. I can't use my hands. Trank arrow will probably kill it. Maybe bat. Maybe bat. Almost back. Getting ready to make the last turn. Which is good, because I got a cup of coffee that's saying, hey, you need to let me out of here. And I need another cup, and I need some more food, so. Yeah, let's get back. So, first one of the new year. Happy New Year. I got goals for the year. I got some goals that involve small goals, small things to do every day. That's not necessarily resolutions. I don't really... Resolutions are problematic because most people try to do big things. I'm going to lose weight. Well, yeah. How much weight? How much weight? How are you going to go about it? What are you going to change to make that weight come off? The reality, something I learned in grad school, the reality is you can't change a stable system. So the system has to be destabilized before you can change it. And usually that's not comfortable. It involves change. It involves doing things differently. Can't just do the same old thing. And I've been backsliding in terms of my diet. I really need to get back to 1,500 calories a day for a couple of months. See if I can't get the weight back down to 172. My blue jeans are telling me, dude, you're backsliding. I can still get into them, but it's they're more comfortable after a couple of days of wearing them around, I'll say that. Fresh out of the dryer, yeah, they're a little snug. I can get in them, but it's snug. So yeah, that's my sign, that's my symbol. The 32 waist. Stay with it. The pizza actually, I think, is going to help, because we've been eating, you know, takeout pizza. The takeout pizza is terrible for salt, fat, sugar. I can make a vegetarian pizza. Dice up a little ham and throw on top of it, and that's probably fewer carbs than a sandwich. And it's fresh. And there's no extra sugar. I'm making my own sauce. I bought a book, The Elements of Pizza, and it is, oh God, it is so fun. This guy has such passion about pizza and the history and the different regions of pizza and the different kinds of pizza and the different recipes. There's a whole section on pizza recipes that have to do with the toppings and how you prepare the toppings and when they go on. I'm really looking forward to playing with this because it's something to keep my ADHD brain occupied while I'm trying to do my actual stuff. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.